Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Bearing Fruits Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. I have just read from the New English Translation. When Brian got into college, peer pressure led him to join a fraternity group that was worldly and borderline demonic. His involvement exposed him to vices he had never encountered growing up. All the while, the Holy Spirit within him was grieved. But Brian, enamored by the excitement of campus life and his new friends, ignored the Spirit's promptings. Though he wasn't actively engaging in the sinful activities, he knew his association with ungodly company displeased the Lord. Weeks passed, and Brian noticed that the joy of the Lord, which had become part of his life since he gave his life to Christ, was fading. As the Holy Spirit was grieved, Brian's spiritual strength waned. The temptations that once didn't bother him now became real struggles. His ability to resist sin was compromised because he was losing spiritual strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us, rejoicing over us with singing. See Zephaniah 3:17. When we are filled with the Spirit, joy and singing often follow. See Ephesians 5:18-20. But when a believer grieves the Holy Spirit by walking in disobedience or aligning with the ungodly, that joy is diminished, and with it spiritual strength. Go into today remembering that the joy of the Lord, which comes from walking in step with the Spirit, is your strength. A life that pleases the Lord keeps that joy flowing and empowers you to resist temptation and walk victoriously. Lord, help me continually walk in the Spirit and bring joy to your heart. May your joy be my strength each day. Amen. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapters 20 to 21. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs chapters 20 to 21.
Wine is a mocker, and beer a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise.
A king's wrath strikes terror like the roar of a lion. Those who anger him forfeit their lives.
It is to one's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel.
Sluggards do not plow in season, so at harvest time they look but find nothing.
The purposes of the human heart are deep waters, but those who have insight draw them out.
Many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find?
The righteous lead blameless lives. Blessed are their children after them.
When a king sits on his throne to judge, he winnows out all evil with his eyes.
Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean and without sin? Differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both.
Even small children are known by their actions. So, is their conduct really pure and upright? Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both.
Do not love sleep, or you will grow poor. Stay awake, and you will have food to spare. It's no good. It's no good,
says the buyer, then goes off and boasts about the purchase. Gold there is, and rubies in abundance, but lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if it is done for an outsider. Food gained by fraud tastes sweet, but one ends up with a mouthful of gravel. Plans are established by seeking advice, so if you wage war, obtain guidance. A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much. If you curse your father or mother, your lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness. An inheritance claimed too soon will not be blessed at the end. Do not say, "I'll pay you back for this wrong." Wait for the Lord, and He will avenge you. The Lord detests differing weights, and dishonest scales do not please Him. A person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way? It is a trap to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider one's vows. A wise king winnows out the wicked. He drives the threshing wheel over them. The human spirit is the lamp of the Lord that sheds light on one's inmost being. Love and faithfulness keep a king safe. Through love, his throne is made secure. The glory of young men is their strength. Gray hair, the splendor of the old. Blows and wounds cleanse away evil, and beatings purge the inmost being.
In the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water that he channels toward all who please him. People may think all their ways are right, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the unplowed field of the wicked, produce sin. The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty. A fortune made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. The violence of the wicked will drag them away, for they refuse to do what is right. The way of the guilty is devious, but the conduct of the innocent is upright. Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. The wicked crave evil. Their neighbors get no mercy from them. When a mocker is punished, the simple gain wisdom. By paying attention to the wise, they get knowledge. The righteous one takes note of the house of the wicked and brings the wicked to ruin. Those who shut their ears to the cry of the poor will also cry out and not be answered. A gift given in secret soothes anger, and a bribe concealed in the cloak pacifies great wrath. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. Whoever strays from the path of prudence comes to rest in the company of the dead. Whoever loves pleasure will become poor. Whoever loves wine and olive oil will never be rich. The wicked become a ransom for the righteous, and the unfaithful for the upright. Better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. The wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down. Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. One who is wise can go up against the city of the mighty and pull down the stronghold in which they trust. Those who guard their mouths and their tongues keep themselves from calamity. The proud and arrogant mocker is their name. They behave with insolent fury. The craving of sluggards will be the death of them, because their hands refuse to work. All day long, they crave for more, but the righteous give without sparing. The sacrifice of the wicked is detestable. How much more so when brought with evil intent? Those who give false witness will perish. But a careful listener will testify successfully. The wicked put up a bold front, but the upright give thought to their ways. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.